Hi, my name is Eliana Olmeda, E-L-I-A-N-A-O-L-M-E-D-A. I am recording an interview with
Eliana Ruiz, E-L-Y-A-N-A-R-U-I-Z.
The date is September 28th, 2024, and we are conducting this interview at the John E. Connor Museum at Texas A&M University, Kingsville, as a part of the university's 2024 Tamalada Festival. I'm asking a series of questions about tamales and what they mean to you. So, what do tamales mean to you?
Tamales mean to me, like, getting together with all your family and, you know, having a good time, making them, eating them all together.
Do you have any special memories with tamales?
My tia Mari, she had a whole, like, day before, and then the day of, we would all make tamales, and it was a whole day process, basically.
How do you eat tamales? Do you need a sides, or do you need like salsa, or do you eat them by yourself?
I eat them by myself.
Fork or no fork?
No fork. No
yes.
Fork.
How do you prepare them? Do you cook them or do you buy them?
So I do both. We cook them and we buy them. And then I prepare them on like the comal and I heat them up on both sides. And then I just take off the husk and I eat them.
What are your favorite kinds of tamales?
Pork, chicken, beef. I've had deer meat before. That was really good. It was so good.
What are the most unusual tamale fillings that you've ever heard of or tasted?
Unusual is like the cheesecake one and with strawberries in it as well. I don't know. Those like fruity tamales are not for me.
Okay, that is going to be all the questions that I have for you.
Cool.
Thank you for having me. Last question. Ketchup or salsa on tamales?
Salsa.